today, me, Rashi says, go free me. I'm stuck now. I sold myself to a cannibal. What do you call him? I sold myself to Sludoi. Go and save me. Omalei. So, Rabbi Ami said, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hamoich Haratzma, we have born with the Chavim, and Poydah Noisai. I will point him as born in Mishun Kukula. But the child later, we could be Poydah, that the kid should not grow up to be a guy. If so, the Kol Shchein Ocho, Dika Kotlo. For sure here, that if the guy stays by these Ludim, they're going to kill him and eat him up. So for sure I have a right to be Poydah. I should redeem him. Then all Malay Rabban Rabbam, the Rabban came to complain to Rabbam, no. Ha Yisrael Mumuhu. You should know this Jew is a mummer, he doesn't do the mitzvahs. The kochosle, the kochosle, the trefas. We saw the way he was eating in a trefa restaurant. We saw him eating treif. Omulu, so Rabbi said back to him, so what? Emul to Yuvanu to Kyocha, maybe he had a taiva. It was a geschmack, smelled very good, there are lobsters there. He went to eat lobsters, he had a big taiva to eat it. Omulu, they said back to him now, Vazimna dika terav yisura kamei. Sometimes there's a piece of meat there, a geschmack, a glab kosher steak, and a treifa steak. And the Shadok Atera left over the glab kosher steak, the Yachal Yisur, and he went and ate the treifa steak. So you can't say because he has a taiva to eat, because he could have eaten the heter. Elamai, this guy's a mumur, he doesn't care about doing mitzvahs. Malay, so Rami said, that's the case, then I understand me, I'm not going to be paid to you. So he told him, Zil, go away from me, they're not letting me be paid to you. Well, that's true that you're attacked a mumur, look at my mumur, you don't have to say the mumur. Right. Resh Lakish the Gemara says, Zovin Nashu Luludoi. Resh Lakish also sold himself to this nation's Ludoi. So Tosis says, Avada Tap Tosis Kogim Shechaz Lamutav. This was before Resh Lakish became Resh Lakish. At the first he was the head of the bandits. He wasn't such a tzaddik yet. But Avada after he became a tzaddik Resh Lakish, he wouldn't have done such a thing like this. That's what Tosis says. But Resh Lakish sold himself to us as Ludoi. Shokamadei, know what he did with him? He took with him Chaisa, a big, the Guguta, inside the bag was a stone, a rock. That's what he took with him. What's the Cheshbin? Omer Ashraka said like this, Kimiri, I know these people that they kill you, but the Yom HaBasa, the last day before they kill you, called the boy Yimanayu Avdulei. Whatever you ask them to do, the last day they'll do for you. Ki Heichad Aleichel Avnei, in order that you should be Meichel for the fact that they're going to kill you. In other words, they want you to be Meichel, give them permission to kill you. So they're nice to you, the last day, whatever you want, they'll do for you. So what Resh Lakish know? Even before he was a tzaddik, he was a chacham, Resh Lakish. So he did like this. Yom HaBasa, last day, Omru Lei, my Nichlecha, what do you want, Resh Lakish? Omru Lei said back to him like this. Binon, at Minchu, I want that I should be able to tie you people up. V'yazvincho, v'cho chad menaychu, amchu chayso palgo, that I should be able to give you 1.5 bangs with my bag. That's what I want to be able to do. They thought, no, he has a bag, they'll bang with a bag. So what? What's so bad about it? They said, I want to tie your hands up and give you 1.5 a bang with my bag. So no, they said, okay. So Kamtinu, he went ahead and tied them up. V'yaisinu, and he brought them together there. Kol chad minayu. Now kadmach yechad chiyusa, when he gave them one bang with his bag that had the stone, the rock inside it, nothing mishmasa, they come out died already. From one bang, they died already. But Chakinu Lishine, he saw one guy like moving his lips, his mouth, the face. Lishine, his army said, Achicha kamachichas be, like you're laughing at me. Akati poshtacho gavi pagod chayosa, be careful. I can still give you another half of a bang here. And Katlinu Kula, he killed them all out. Resh Lakish killed them all out. Nothing, he went away. That's what Resh Lakish did. That was the chokhme here. Oh, the Chassam Sefer once said, if there are Musa here, he meant to say a certain with the Yetzara here. That he wiped out the Yetzara. It's not talking about really sold himself. It was a shadow of the Yetzara, how to kill the Yetzara. No, Kitsa. The Asa Yosef, Resh Lakish later on, by Yichachal, he was eating, the Shostin was drinking. His Armalei Brate, so his daughter told him, Leiboyis Midil, Mizgalayo, don't you want something to lean on? Don't you want a pillow? Armalei said back to him, no, Biti Krisi Kari. My stomach is my pillow. I don't need a pillow. Resh Lakish used to lie in his stomach, that was enough for him. But Kinach Nashi, before he died, when he died, Shove Kaba the Marika. He left off only one Kaba of Marika of Karkam Asafrin. So he didn't leave over too much, he only left over this. So Kora Nashi set upon himself the Pasik, the Yazul Acherim Chilam. There's other people who saved up their money in the bank, they have $1 million, they're afraid to spend it. What for? They want to leave it over. So other people leave over their money. That's not a good midah. Resh Lakish wasn't that way. Everything he had, he spent when he was alive. All he had to leave over was one kav, one measurement of saffron, that's all. The mashma is a good midi. You're not supposed to save your money for after your life. If you have money now, do good things with it now. No. If you sell your field to a guy, there's a knas with the rabbanin that you have to every year go to that goy and buy off him the first fruits that grow and bring bikurim from it. If they take an elam, that's at the corner of the rabbanin. In other words, you're not allowed to sell your field to a guy. So if you went and sold your field to a guy, you still have to buy back the bikurim. So Moses says, Omar Rabba, Afa pi shen kinlo lo zuchovim, Beras Yisrael, Leafkiyim edei maiser. This is a new story, alright, we'll stop here. You hold enough Mem Zayin Omar Aleph, by the Mishnah. Hamoicha sadeh lo zuchovim, if you sell your field in Eretz Yisrael to a guy, so din is lo keach, you have to buy back from him the first pavers that grow, or maybe the man will be kurim, and you have to bring it to Yishlayim and bring the kurim from it. If they take an oil, this is at the corner of the Rabbanan. We'll see in the Gemara why. Because they don't want people to go and sell their lands to a guy. So therefore we made a takon, even though you sold it, still you have to buy back the pavers. In other words, we hold that a Kenyan, a guy owning a field in Eretz Yisrael, the pavers are still mechuyiv and bikurim. A guy's kinyan is not mafkiya midei kedusha. We'll see in the Gemara. It's more something like this. Omar Rabba, Afa pi shen kinyan lerbi kechovim, bi eretz Yisrael, li hafkiya midei maiser, even though the guy owns the field in Eretz Yisrael, it's not strong enough to take away the kedusha. In other words, it's still mechui v'maiser. If the Jew wants to eat those fruits, he has to first take off trumas and maiserais. Shinemel is a post, it says, Ki li oretz, means the land belongs to Hashem. That means li kedusha soretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kedusha. That no matter who owns the land of Eretz Yisrael, it still has kedusha, and any fruits that grow there, you have to take off the trumas and maaseres. Avol, but, yesh kinyan liyavdei kechovim v'Eretz Yisrael, lach ba ba'avoyra sichon umaros. But if a guy owns the field in Eretz Yisrael, he has the right to do with it whatever he wants. He could dig ditches there, he could dig into it. Shenemek, as the Pasuk says, HaShemayim Shemayim LaHashem, V'Yoretz Nosan Levnei Yodim. But Yoretz, this world, Hashem gave Levnei Yodim. So Rashi says, L'chot Sochayim. They could do whatever they want with the karka, even of Eretz Yisrael. This is Rabbi Shita. For Reb Lezer Oymer, Afal Pi, Sheyesh Kinyin, Liyavi Kechovim Be'etz Yisrael, Lihaf Kiyah Midei Maiser. Reb Lezer holds no, that if a guy is Koina Karkin Eretz Yisrael, if a guy buys it, so he takes away the Gedusha and the fruits that grow there, Yepotah from Trumas and Maisers. Shinemak, as the Apostle says, Digoncha, with Ashen, which Paris is Mechuyiv and Trumas and Maisers? Digoncha, Paris that grew by a Jew. The Loi Doganavi Kechovim. And not if the pavers grew by a guy. This is Rabbi Lezer Shita. Avolein King Rabbi Kechovim, the Eretz Yisrael, lach ba barbara sichon amaris. But Rabbi Lezer holds a guy does not have a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to do what he wants with the pavers, to do what he wants with the karka. He's not allowed to stand, go ahead and dig ditches in the ground. Shenema, that's Nikur Adin. If he asked the Chachamim what to do, he wouldn't be allowed to do it. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, La Hashem Oretz Amaloyah, and the land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. So Gemara explains now, B'maikim Miflagi, what's the Machlokes? Because the Machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer Bekitza, if a guy owns property in Eretz Yisrael, the fruits that grow there is a Mafkiya Megadusha that you put it for Trumas and Maisers, if the Jew buys it now, or no, the Teres are still Mechuy for Trumas and Maisers. And if a Jew eats those pears before he eats them, he has to take off the trumas and maisers. So what's the machloek? It's the maikam iflagi. Masava digoncha. The pasuk says digoncha. Mashma the dogon the tfuah of you by a Jew. So Rabba holds it means or Rabbi Lezer holds digoncha for loy dogon of the kachavim, and not fruits that dogon tfuah that grew by a guy. If it grew by a guy, you potter, because the guy has the kinyan in Eretz Yisrael to take away the kedusha. That's Rabbi Lezer Shita. Umasava, Rab holds no. We dash in diguncha for loy digun of the kechavim. Diguncha means, diguncha means, it depends who makes the digun, who makes the kri. That's what it means. Diguncha, Rashi says, means, shemir chonad chavim. When a lock of Paris is, once it grows a third, then that's the time you could take off trumas and maestras. But the chia to take it off is not until you take the kri, it means you take the whole pile of tfu home, and you make miruach. Meruach means you pile, you push down the pile. That's the Gemar Malacha. The end of making a pile of wheat, let's say, is that you smooth down the top of the pile. So if the guy does that, that's potter. Even if he does it with Jewish tfuah. That's what the pasuk means to say. That the guncha v'loy digun shalav v'chavim. That if a guy is merchon, Rashi says, vein shaloi v'shas meruach, shugmar malachton l'maisa meruach v'chavim poitron. That if these tfuah now belongs to a guy, v'shas meruach, if the guy bought it and the guy makes meruach, that's potter. V'yafilu lochom yischo v'shibarlam. Even if the guy bought these wheats when it was still in its stalk, the guy went down to a Jewish field and bought the stalks off the Jew. Still, if washas meruach, the guy takes home and the guy makes a pile of the wheat and smooths down the pile, that's the zman when you mechuyev a truma semaisris. If at that time it belongs to a guy, you potter. Avlin megdilu v'kach ravichavim. But let's say this wheat grew by goyish akarka, true? But for lochon yisrael b'shibelim, but let's say a Jew bought it off the guy when it's still in its stalks, omerchon, and now the Jew makes the meruach. The Jew takes out the tefuah and makes a pile and smooths it down. Then chayavim b'maisa. That's Rabbi Shita. The karka eretz yisrael b'yalagichovim lo hufkok v'shasa. Because karka that a guy owns in eretz yisrael, the kedusha does not go off it. Still called peris that could have a chiyah trumas b'maisas. That's what the pasuk says, digoncha, it depends, b'shas digun. B'shas, you make an akri, b'shas, you make this pile, and smooth down the pile, it depends who owns the peris at that time. If at that time a guy owns it, you take a potter. And if a Jew owns it at that time, you chayiv. Even though it was grown in the karka of a guy, it doesn't make a difference. That's the pshat, the pasuk digoncha. That's what Rabbi holds. So Mara says, Omar Rabbi says, minu aminu. How do I know this Yisoid? That's not because we learned like this. The Mishnah says in Peya, Ha'leket v'yashikcha v'yapeyam shalav v'kechavim. If a guy owns the field in Eretz Yisrael, and he left over, he was mekayim the mitzvah of leket shikcha and Peya. When he went down to cut down his fields, he left over the Peya, he left over a corner for the aniyim to take. He's not mechuyah to do it, but it's time he left it over. The lachar is chayovim v'maiser. The law is now, if a Jew takes these peris, before he eats them, he has to take off trumas and maestras. Elim kein hifka, unless the guy was really mafka the peris. That's what it says in Mishnah. The question is, heichidami, how are we talking about here? Eli medi Yisrael, if you want to say that this leket shikapay was from a Jewish field, v'lektinu v'vikichavim, and all it just means is if a guy went and collected the payah, that's all. And now if a Jew wants to eat from it, he has to take off maisrois. The question is why? It says, Elim kem hifker, that it says only if the guy is mafkrit, ho mifkrei v'kaimo. You don't need the guy to be mafkrit, it's hefker from before. If you tell him now, we're talking about by a Jewish field, that the Jew made it into payam, so when a Jew leaves over the corner of his fields for the aniyim to take it, that's an automatic hefker. So whoever takes it now is potter for trumas and maisrois. That's the locha that from Hefku you put them in a maisa, Rashi says. The Pasuk says, Shenemar, Ubo ha-levi kiyen l'chelik v'nach limoch. Beni shen l'chelik v'nach limoch. Yotzo elu, shen l'ben chelik v'nach limoch. Shrehen Hefku mufkarim. There's only a chi of leket shirapeya from something that belongs to you and not from Hefku. So if these terrorists belong to a guy, to a Jew, and he was mafka them, he made a peya, then you put them from Truma. El alav isn't talking about the Yerv Kechavim. We're talking about now that this field belonged to a guy. And the guy left over the end of his field for payah. For Lektinu Yisrael. And a Jew went and collected and took this payah now. So it says, time of the Hefker. Why is a potter from Truma only if the guy was Mafker his field? But Holoi Hefker? But if the guy did not make his field Hefker, this payah Hefker, he didn't make it open for anybody, Chayiv. then if a Jew takes those fruits, he has to take off Trumas and Maisus. So the question is why? So see the pshat is, because since this karka, even though it belongs to a guy, still the lachar is the peiros on the chuyiv of Trumas and Maisus. So I call upon him, it says that he's chayiv in Truma. So Gemara says, loy. Liyerlem really could be the Yisrael. We're talking about that this field belonged to a Jew. And the Jew left over the payah. For lektinu wevi kechavim. And the guy went and collected it. Or the kamrata that you have a kasha. Why do we need the guy to be mafkrit now? Ho miskere v'kaimo, it's hefka by itself. No. Need the mafkri adai to the Yisrael, true. A Jew, when he leaves over payah, he has in mind that if a Jew takes it, then it should be hefka. Any poor Jew that wants to take it, it's okay. But adai to the other chavim mafkere. But did he make it hefka for going to take it? He didn't have in mind the guy should take it. Therefore, it's two truths in the Rizvah. If a guy does take it, that the Jew's hefka is not chal, therefore it's not hefka. Therefore, you mechuyev truma semaisas, unless the guy now is mafkrit. And the other pshat Rizvah says is, that since a guy took it, most probably you're talking about, there were no aniyim around. If there were no aniyim around there, then it's not called hefka. It's only hefka if you have poor people to take the payah. But if there's no aniyim around, then the Jew is never mafkarit. So therefore, if the guy takes it, it's still mechuyev and truma semaisis if the Jew goes to eat those fruits. Because it was never hefka. Only if the guy, whoever took it now, is mafkarit, then for the next person will be potter. So therefore, we have no proof so far. Toshima coming here. It says, Alocha, Yisrael shalot achsode. Meyevi kichavim, if a Jew bought a field off a guy in Eretz Yisrael. So it depends. If the fruits on that tree did not grow a shlish yet, or the wheat did not grow a third yet, and now he went and sold it. After it grew a shlish, he sold it back to a guy. That whoever buys this field now, whoever buys the fruits, there's a chi of truma semaisus. Because it was already mechuyiv. Like we said before, when the fruits grow one third, at the time it's one third grown, that's the time that if you want to, from now on, you could give off truma semaisus. So it depends who owns the field at the time when the fruits become ripe a third. So it says here, neschaivoyin, loy neschaivoloy. So here it says clearly only because the Jew owned the field at the time when it was a third grown. But mashma, if a guy would own it at that time, and then a Jew would buy it later, he'd be potter for truma semaisus. So you see, if a guy owns a field in Eretz Yisrael, you're potter for truma semaisus. Tzmur says no. Hachav amayaskinan b'Syria. Here we're talking about this land is in Syria. Uksava kibush yochid loishmei kibush. That really David HaMelech captured Syria, but it's called the kibush yochid. Did it privately. Rashi says, v'lehoye ko Yisrael shom. He didn't have all the Jews with him. So therefore, it's not a real Pachelik of Eretz Yisrael, it's only Midrabonin. Therefore, since the old Kedush is only Midrabonin, then we say if a guy owns the lands in Syria, you're part of Metrumas and Maestras. But in Eretz Yisrael itself, that's Midiraisa, there could be, even if a guy owns it, still you have a Chi of Trumas and Maestras. Toshima coming here, it says that Yisrael, the Yodik Echovim, Shalach Chusad, the Shutfis. Now the guy and the Jew bought a field together, the Shutfis, and Eretz Yisrael. So the locker is the fruits now that grow on this field, we consider it Tevel.